I read this last week a few lines of wisdom from another religion. And it was not Christian religion, it was another Eastern religion. But it said, and this other religion said, that if you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you are anxious, you're living in the future. In order to be happy, you must live today. And I thought to myself, how true this is. And I know that I am the worst of getting stuck in the past and things in the past, or getting stuck in the future and worrying about the future. But what do we really do when we are living the past and the future is we are refusing to live today. And if we're not living today, then where can we find the joy of today? Tomorrow does not exist. Yesterday does not exist anymore. The only thing that exists is today. Now, sometimes we have heard that today is the first day of the rest of your life. But I think that today is your whole life, is our whole life. We have to look at today as the gift, a block of time that we are given. And even in this block of time, we can say that even the second that we are living in is our true life. The next second is the future. The last second is the past. So even within a span of 24 hours, we can be anxious about the rest of the day, or we can be depressed about how the day had come so far. So this is something that I think that we really need to take to heart. And we really need to start living the day. And our Lord told us something very similar. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries for you. Just today. Just take one day at a time and make the best out of that day. But we've all been programmed, I think, or many of us have been programmed, and maybe it was the way we were raised, and maybe it's genetic. We don't know, but I know that it's so easy to just not be able to focus on the moment. It's so easy to click into the future and start worrying about the future. It hasn't even come yet. The past, that's completely gone. You know, in the church, is one of the greatest blessings is to come for confession. And confession has to do with this. Is confession is we're leaving, or we should be able to leave all of those things in our past. In our past. They do not exist anymore. They only exist in our minds. And our minds are crippling us in today. We're allowing those things in the past to bother us to the point where we can't enjoy the day. In the future, we worry about, oh, am I going to have a job in the future? Oh, am I going to have enough savings? Oh, am this? Oh, that? Oh, all of these things. They're not here. They are illusions. We imagine ourselves to be without a job, and it causes us anxiety. We imagine ourselves to be without some way of supporting ourselves. He says, but this is an illusion. It has not happened, and it most likely will not happen. But why? So then why are we carrying it so heavily with us today? And of course, the past. We have regrets, we have anxiety, we have bad relationships with people. We have all sorts of things in the past, but those are illusions too. They're nothing. They're like a shadow on the wall. It's not real. And yet, we sit and we harp and we thrive on the future and we thrive on the past. And we cannot live today. Tomorrow, we say, Orphan Annie, tomorrow gives us hope. But Orphan Annie was in misery today, but she was happy today. But she was thinking that tomorrow would bring a better day. So this is a nice song, but tomorrow does not exist. It will never exist. It's like when we say, I'll take care of doing the lawn tomorrow. And then the next day comes, but it's not tomorrow yet, so I don't have to mow the lawn. Tomorrow never gets here. And if it never gets here, why are we worried about what's going to happen tomorrow? We should be thinking about what we're going to do today to enjoy our life to the fullest, to enjoy our friends and our family and our church to the fullest, because today is our life. If our life is someplace in the future, we're not living our life. We're living a fantasy about how miserable our life is going to be, or what's going to happen in the future. If we're living in the past, we're not living. We're in a fantasy again. So it's something that's very, very important that our Lord has taught us and that many other religions have a wisdom about, is that today is the day that you are alive. Today is the day that we have to embrace. Today is the day that if we're going to love someone or we're going to show someone our love, we have to do it today. We can't do it tomorrow. Today is the day that we have to forgive others. We can't do it tomorrow. It has to be today, because today is the only reality we have. Whenever we put off till tomorrow, this is not going to happen, because tomorrow never gets here. Tomorrow is an abstract concept, because tomorrow does not really exist until it becomes today. So if you have something that needs to be done, or then do it now. Do it today. Don't wait. But also, we're all seeking happiness. We're all seeking the joy of life. We can never realize the joy unless we get our minds into today, out of tomorrow, and out of yesterday. Free ourselves from the past. Free ourselves from the future and live today.